Welcome back to Rambam Yomi. We are now on the third parak of Hilchos Talmud Torah. We first started off with parak Aleph, where the Rambam describes who is obligated and who is obligated to teach to whom. And the obligation of Limud Torah basically goes from one generation to the next generation, but also amongst other people as well, other people's children as well. And it's kind of a global mission of Christ, so to pass the Torah on from one generation to the next. We then pointed out, based on Yeshua Ben Gamla's creative idea to build out an entire educational system. That was a parak base of the Rambam's Hilchos Talmud Torah. And now we are in the third parak of Hilchos Talmud Torah, where the Rambam is going to basically describe how important it is and how significant it is to learn Torah. And he's going to start off very quickly at the very top of it, where the Shlosh Ksarim Niftari saw that there are three different Ksarim, three different crowns, and that's the kind of terminology that comes from the Sifrei, by Korach, and the Avos Rabbi Nosson, and the Likudei Sifos actually points out that the reason he uses this terminology and not the one in the Gemara where it doesn't use Ksarim, crowns, is because the Rambam is basically using the word crown here, Keser, as an all-encompassing definition, right? That you also can, you know, refer to all-encompassing. And this idea that the Torah has an all-encompassing nature to it, as we will see how he uses the terminology of Keser a number of times in this parak alone. So there are three Ksarim, Nechtri Yisrael, three different Ksarim, three different crowns that Klai Yisrael received, Keser Torah, Keser Kuna, Keser Malchus, the Keser of Torah, learning Torah, the Keser, the crown of priesthood, and the crown of Malchus, of royalty, of the kingship. Aaron, HaKohen, received and became the Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, and all of his children afterwards will be part of that family of the Kohuna, of the Kohanim, to be able to serve as the priests in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Avodah, and that Keser has been taken by them. Keser Malchus, who received this Keser Malchus? Zachabo David. And by the way, recognize they use the word Zachabo Aaron. And now Zachabo David. It wasn't like it was given to them, we choose you out of a hat. No, they merited it. They deserved it. David HaMelech deserved it. Shenem Rezaro De'olami. Yeah, Mechisok Shemesh Negdi. Just like the Shemesh, just like the sun, is always internally in front of us, it's always there. So too, the offsprings of David HaMelech have received the Keser Malchus, have received the royalty, the crown of royalty from David into the future generations. What about Keser Torah? So one might say, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu received it. Maybe Rabbi Akiva received it. Okay, it's taken already. No. Keser Torah Harein, there's a very special attention to these words. It's an incredible terminology of the Rambam here. Keser Torah Harein Munach V'Omeid Umuchan L'chol Yisrael. The Keser of Torah, the crown of Torah, is sitting there waiting and available for each and every one of us, every single person in all of Yisrael, to go and grab. Shnei Mar Torah Tziv Alon Moshe Mar Shai Kiles Yaakov. It's like a Yerusha. The Gemara specifically, because I'll tell us, it's like a Yerusha, but it's only a Yerusha if you go after it. It's a Yerusha that we have to go and earn. It's not a Yerusha that just walks into our homes, you know, and is moved in by itself. No, you got to go and get it. You have to go and grab it. And not only is it go and grab it, but says the Rambam, anyone who wants it, it's available for you. It's there for the taking. But you have to be the one to go and take it. You need to acquire it. We're going to see the terminology of acquiring Talmud Torah, that it's part of like a business transaction. I need to go and acquire it. I wouldn't just assume that an acquisition would take place in any other realm of my life without my hard work and developed, you know, attention for it. No, so too here. The Torah is available, but don't think that it's only for some restricted family line or some restricted rabbis or whatever it may be. No, it's for every single one of us to be able to come back. Anyone who wants to go take it. We mentioned Rabbi Akiva before, and Rabbi Akiva didn't start off in an educational system like Rabbi Yoshua Gamla. He himself didn't have the education earlier and waited later in life and went and took it, and he took it very intensely. And he went and was able to acquire the Torah to the extent that Rabbi Akiva was able to. But each and every one of us has the capacity to go with Talmud Biyado, that we should have the Torah in our hands. What do you mean Torah in our hands? We have to go get it and grab it with our hand. Talmud Torah is available for each and every one of us. What a beautiful terminology. But you might say, wait a second, you know, we got the royal end of the deal. The other two are more exciting. The Keser Malchus, they're the ones that are the kings. They make all the big decisions. And what about this? Keser Kuna? Oh, they get to go into the Beis HaMikdash. They get to do the Avodah. What are we left with? Just the Torah? Chas v'shalom. Nothing to do with just the Torah. Shema Tomar, Shosam, Ksarim, Gedolim, Keser Torah. You might think that the other crowns are greater than the Torah. You end up saying, no. Right, Hari Hu Omer, be Malachim Yimlachu, Rosnim Yechogu, said that, be Sonim Yasoru, right? Says the Rambam, the Torah The Torah, however, the Torah gadol mishneihem, that the keser of Torah is greater than the other two, because kings reign, princes decree justice, and nobles rule. Ultimately, really, the crown of royalty is not anywhere near higher than anything else, and then therefore the Torah is much higher than the other two. And to prove it, says in Halacha Beis, Amr v'chacham, mamzer tam v'chacham, kodem l'kohen gadol ha'aretz. If you have a situation of two people, one of them is a major Talmid Chacham, but happens to be a mamzer, namely an illegitimate child born out of wedlock, not only a bear born out of wedlock, but actually that the mother is already married to someone else, basically, and then bears this child. Kodem l'kohen gadol, kodem l'kohen gadol ha'aretz. Is that person, he was a chacham, Talmid Chacham, gadol, a major Talmid Chacham, he happens to be a mamzer. A mamzer is a pretty, difficult place to be in Klal Yisrael. It's not a great status. So you're a mamzer, okay, but what about the other side of things? Oh, you have another person here, he's a kohen gadol, of all people, he's the major, he's the high priest, but he happens to be an amaretz. He's not a very wise person, not a major Talmid Chacham. So who do you think gets kadimos? Who gets more, who gets precedence when we're talking about cover for one for the other? Right, who gets it? Talmid Chacham kodem, right? The Mamzer Talmid Chacham comes first. The Mamzer comes before the Kohen Gadol, even especially in this case. Shneimar Yikara Hi Mifneim Mikohen Gadol Shenichnas Lifneim Niflim. It is more precious than pearls. Namely, this person is more precious than even the pearls. Namely the Kohen Gadol, who goes into the innermost, right? Shenichnas Lifneim Niflim, goes in the innermost chambers of the Kodesh Kodashim. This person who knows Torah is even more precious to me. Wow. Okay, look in Halacha Gimel. Ein lecha mitzvah b'chol ha-mitzvah kulon she'ishchula k'neged Talmud Torah. There's not a single mitzvah out there, not one mitzvah out there that is equal to learning Torah. Ela, Talmud Torah k'neged kol ha-mitzvah kulon. Well, that makes sense, right? Torah is equal to all the other mitzvahs. How do we know that? Shatama, maybe l'idei ma'isa? Because Talmud comes, right? It brings about, l'idei ma'isa, brings about doing a ma'isa. We talked about the machlokas about that in the previous prakim, and here we're pointing out that actually comes out not only to tell us that it's important to do Torah and not a ma'isa, but also shows us that there's not a single mitzvah out there that is equal to learning Talmud Torah. Torah is actually equal to all the mitzvahs put together. That's why Talmud always comes before a ma'isa, because ultimately, as the Rambam himself pointed out, based on the Gemara, Talmud brings to ma'isa. That's the Gemara's line. The Rambam expounds that and says, and ma'isa doesn't bring about limud. Okay. Halacha dalid. Haya lefanda vasiyas mitzvah Talmud Torah. That's how you could do a mitzvah or learn Torah. So I have the option in front of me. I have two choices. Which one should I choose? Imiv for the mitzvah la'asos al yidei acherin. Let's say someone else could do the other mitzvah. Well, yasik Talmud, you shouldn't stop learning Torah. Right? Don't stop learning Torah. Do that other mitzvah. In other words, you have a mitzvah that comes to your hand and someone else can go and do it. Let someone else do it. Doesn't have to be you. V'im lav yasa mitzvah v'yachsor Talmud. Let's say you're the only one in the possibility that could do it. You're the only one who could do it. You're the only one who could do it well. You're the only one around to do this mitzvah, certain, specific mitzvah, whatever it is. So it's on you. You got to do that mitzvah because it's a passing mitzvah. It's a mitzvah overis. If it's a mitzvah overis, you're going to miss the opportunity to do it, and you're the only one who could do it. You got to go do that mitzvah, but you got to come back and learn Torah. That's an important piece. You can't get lost. Okay. What about halacha? Hey, and again, these are all important halachos and important frameworks. What we've already seen so far is that the highest of all the ketarim, between kahuna and malchus and Torah is highest, and Torah is the one that's available for all of us. And not only that, it's a major, major accomplishment to learn Talmud Torah, and because the Torah ultimately can live, maybe the Maisa, rather than the other way around. And each and every one of us should always consider kind of our options when we're deciding what we're doing with our lives, Torah versus and even against another mitzvah. Forget about doing things that are not mitzvahs. The Rambam points out in Halacha Dalet, if it's between Torah and doing a different mitzvah, there are some cases where you literally would say, I'm going to pass up that mitzvah because someone else could do it so I can learn Torah. But at the very least, even if I'm the only one who could do that mitzvah, I have to do it and then come back. If you have to do the you have to come back and learn Torah. Halacha hey, t'chilas dino shel adam eino nidon el al Talmud. Now, to point out even further, you know what? When you go up for your final din, when at the end of our lives, We go up to Shemayim. We're going to go up and they're going to ask us a bunch of questions. You know what it starts with? Those questions begin with, Ela ala Talmud. First, they ask you about your learning, and then they ask you about all the other things that you do. Namely, the first step of any interview is very important. Otherwise, you don't get past the interview. You can't get to the next part. Even if the next part is you're like the head and shoulders of everybody else. If you can't get past interview one, you don't have the opportunity of showing off what you got in number two. So you gotta get past the first interview. It says that Rambam, the first interview is about Torah, then all the other mitzvahs. The Dibur Amru Hakam the Olam Yasagot the Torah, Bein Lishma, Bein Shelo Lishma, Shemitok Shelo Lishma, Bal Lishma. So we know this beautiful line in general that when I do mitzvos, Shelo Lishma, for the wrong intention basically, or for not for the right intention, or not, meaning is mitzvos supposed to only be done Lishma just for the purpose of doing it, or is there any value basically of doing something Shelo Lishma? So here it says, right, do something the Shelo Lishma because it will ultimately lead to doing something that is Lishma, doing something that is for the right reason, for the right purpose ultimately. We say that with most mitzvahs, but when it comes to Torah, it's an interesting major machlokas ultimately about what it means to learn Lishma. What does it mean to ultimately learn something for the right purpose? So the Nevi Chaim writes, the Nevi Chaim points out that ultimately this is in... the Nefesh HaChaim, to increase one's knowledge and discover the intellectual depth of the Torah is the highest goal of learning the Shema. In other words, the Lishma is to understand the Torah. The Torah itself, by learning for the Torah's sake, not for other purposes, for the Torah's sake, that is Lishma. The Rambam seems to imply, and we'll see this a little bit later on when we get to Hilchos Tshuva, that really, when I learn something Lishma, when I learn Torah Lishma, I'm ultimately, like all other mitzvahs, when I have no other ulterior motives, and really it's just an expression of my love for the Ribono Shel Olam. Ultimately, my learning Torah Lishma is Lashem Shemayim. It's for the Ribono Shel Olam, not Lashem Torah, but Lashem Shemayim. The Bala Tanya seems to point out something very similar, that Torah is really for the sake of better knowing or loving God, is really the goal. Lishma means the sake of attaching oneself, one soul to Hashem, as the Bala Tanya points out. That ultimately my goal is Lishma, is that Lishem Shemayim, but not only to show my love for God, but actually for me to begin to understand God and for me to be able to connect to God. Ultimately, we point out that Torah is God's way of basically communicating with us in this world. And the last one that comes up, the Gesta Mishnah actually comments in this chapter. If you get in Halacha Yud, if you take a look at the Ketz Mishnah in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud, that really it's for the purpose perhaps of knowing how to do the mitzvot. And on a very basic level, the idea there is that simply by learning the Torah, I should be able to do the mitzvot correctly. Again, in some ways, there's maybe the demasa be able to do the mitzvot if I learn the halachos of the mitzvot, and I learn the responsibilities and the laws of each of the different mitzvahs, then I'll be able to do the mitzvahs better, and that's a different form of lishma. Which is just an interesting discussion of what does it mean to actually do something lishma. When I tell you to do a different mitzvah, lishma, shaking the lulav of lishma would be to God commanded me to do that, or maybe one of the other explanations why we shake the lulav. But well, ultimately, Torah is a complicated one because and the two major opinions really are the ones that I listed initially. Is it Lishma in the sense of to learn the Torah, that the purpose of learning Torah is for Torah itself, or is it to understand God better or to love God better, meaning is it Lashem Shemayim? And that's an interesting discussion when it comes to Lishma. But what we learn is, on a very basic level, those of us who are not yet on the level to learn Lishma, and especially when we're teaching children, etc., so we should learn Shalom Lishma, and then ultimately it'll come along to being Lishma. Okay? Halacha Vav, Misha Nisa Olibo Lekayim Mitzvah Zokuroi Leos Mukhtar Bekesa Torah. So we just pointed out again the Mukhtar Bekesa Torah as we started off with. Someone that makes a decision that they want to do this correctly, they're set on learning, and they're connected to the Kesa. So they want to put the Kesa Torah, they want to put the crown of Torah on their heads. Don't get involved in all the things. Don't go after other things. Don't go after Osher and Chavod all together at the same time. Instead, focus just on the Torah. Kachi Darko Shel Torah. This is a quote directly from the Mishnah and Perkei Avos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet. Kachi Darko Shel Torah. This is the way of learning Torah. Pasa Melach Toichol. You should eat bread with salt. Says the Pirkei Avos, eat the bread with the salt, drink the water in small measure, sleep on the ground, and live a life of difficulty instead of twirling the Torah. Right? Ultimately, says the Rambam, that's exactly what he's referring to here. Don't go after these other components of life, kavod and osher, wealth and honor. No, just the Torah. When you recognize that Torah is the way to live life, just focus on the Torah. Don't focus on everything else. Below that, the Varlig more. Right, this is also quotes from Pirkei Avos. Don't think this is ever going to be over. It's actually a lifelong process, and you're never finished. And also, you're not free from it to be able to just walk away from it. If you learn more Torah, you get more schar. And the schar ultimately is connected to how much you put into it, how much you had difficulty in the process of learning it. As just a side point, the Lebuna Rav, Rav Meir Shapiro, who built Chachmei Lublin, also is credited with the Daf Yomi, at least instituting the Daf Yomi system. When he was creating the yeshiva of Chachmei Lublin, he was the first of its kind in the sense that, you know, Lublin yeshiva had a dormitory and a chef and had running water in the bathrooms and had enough svarim there, and the most other yeshivas, they basically it was a miserable experience. The Torah was incredible, but it was exactly what it describes here. Tassim alav tochel, essentially, it was slept on benches, and they wore clothing that was not great, and they never knew where their next meal was going to arrive. Meaning they lived somewhat like paupers to be able to learn Torah at the time. And then Rav Meir Shapiro said, no, that's not the way we're going to do it here. We're going to have the appropriate form of taking care of the Talmidim. And many people used to ask him, well, what about this Mishnah Pirkei Avos? What are you doing? How could you give them so much? That's not what Torah is about. What do you mean? All of this, you're pampering them. So, when he was trying to raise money for the yeshiva, people would say that to him, you don't need so much money because you're giving too much out right now. You could just give them a bench, basically. But you got to give them a dorm and this and that. No. So Rav Meir Shapiro said, no, you're reading that Mishnah Pirkei Avos all wrong. Kachi darka shel Torah, he says, put a question mark there. This is the way of the Torah, that a person who's learning Torah, studying Torah, they're learning the entire day, that that's what they should live with. Pasim al teichel, humayim v'sura teshteh, v'la'ar tishan, right, that's what you should be doing. The person that's going to be so involved in Lima Torah, right, kind of like tongue-in-cheek style, that's what they should live their lives with. Okay, so different perspectives on kind of how this should be, and whether our generation is cut out for that type of style. But nevertheless, said the Rambam, what's important here, forget about all the other components of this conversation. It's important here is that one should really focus their attention specifically on Talmud Torah and not on all the other components of life, of honor, of wealth, et cetera, et cetera. That's our ultimate goal. Okay. Halacha Zayin, Shema Toma Ache Kabeit Mamona Echzor Ve'Ekra. So, someone might say, this is actually a very commonplace thing when someone would say, once I get some money, then I'll come back and I'll start learning. I'll make the money and then I'll come and learn. Oh, Ache Ekne Masha Oni Tzorif Ve'Fane Me'Asakai Ve'Echzor Ve'Ekra. Or maybe, I'll return to study after I buy what I need or when I have some free time, that's when I can, put some of my attention towards learning Torah. So then I will do it. Im talem achshav azo alib alibcha ein at azoch lechitra shel Torah leolam. You're never going to be able to get the Torah the crown of Torah if this is your intention. Ultimately, think about a crown. You want that crown. You want it deeply. You're not going to just, you don't go after a trophy half-heartedly and try to get that trophy. No, this is a trophy. You got to earn it. And so, no way. If you start saying, "Yeah, when I have some free time, I'll learn Torah. When I can make the time after I go and work, et cetera, then I'll get the Torah." And ultimately, this is kind of the derech of the world ultimately right now, and it's important for us to recognize that it's not about when I make this free time. No, when I have free time, I'll go and work. It's not that when I have free time, I'm going to learn. No, the learning is the most important first, and then everything else comes secondary to it. Says the Rambam, quoting again Mishnah Avos, make the Torah keva, make that permanent, and then your work should be arai, your work should be secondary, your work should be a little bit like a sukkah, that it's not a permanent structure. Good. Velo tomar v'sheefna eshna. Shema lo tiftan. This line from the Pirkei Avos as well. Don't say, when I have free time, I will study. You know why? Because maybe you'll never have free time. Maybe you're never going to have free time. What an incredible line to say. And it's important to keep that in mind. In fact, Amr Lei Barte, we're looking now in Erevin, on Daf Samach Hey Amin Aleph. Amr Lei Barte, Rav Chista. Rav Chista. So Rav Chista's daughter said to him, he said, Rav Chista, no, what, Laboy Mar, Meinam Pursa, right? So he'd say, right, we spend this night learning Torah. So he said, you know, don't you want to sleep a little bit? Amr Allah. And he said back to him, yeah, Hashta Asu Yome Dariche Vikitine, Vininum Tova. Yeah, days, that are long in quantity, but shortening the opportunity to study Torah and perform mitzvahs will soon arrive. And I will sleep a lot there. Namely, where? You know, ultimately at the end of someone's life, they have plenty of time to be able to spend that time devoted to sleeping and to taking care of, so to speak, themselves. Rav Chista is basically pointing out, I gotta use my time here, wisely, specifically talking about learning at night. We'll see that that's a specific, goal for Lima Torah. We'll point it out a little bit now. But ultimately, his point is, you can't wait in this world to just wait till a little bit later to learn the Torah. No, now the time to learn Torah. And guess what? Those of us who might think, you know what, it's so far away from me, I can't possibly do it. You know, that's not something that I'm going to accomplish. No, not true. And by the way, it's so doubly not true in today's day and age when so much accessibility of Torah exists out there. So many opportunities, just to surf the web, look how many other different opportunities it is to be able to learn Torah. Go on to Wadi Torah, the thousands and thousands and thousands of shiurim. It's incredible. Kasuv Batorah, the Gemara in Erevin says this. Lo v'shamayimi v'lo v'yamhi. That's the Torah. That's actually a pasuk. The Gemara in Erevin says this. Lo v'shamayimi v'lo v'yaseh haruachi mitsuya v'lo malachi v'yamhi. Says the Rambam, basically quoting the Gemara, you know what? Basically, again, first the pasuk in Devarim, Lo b'shamayim hi v'lo me'ever le'yam. Here, the pasuk basically says, it's not in the sky, and it's not in the, across the sea. What do you mean it's not in the sky and we're across the sea? Because I'll tell us, oh, it's not in the heavens, it's not in the sky. For those who are gasei ruach, they're proud, they're pride, they're very haughty. No, that's not where the Torah is found. You know where else it's not found? Lo me'ever le'yam. Now people who are going to travel across the sea to go and find it from all these other places, no. Those who go out and try to do all this business out in the sea, they're not going to have the opportunity to be able to come wise. Not always become wise if you're going to do business. So you come and have ma'at, the esek, the esek, the asuk b'tayra. You should minimize your business activities, say Chazal, quoting the Rambam, was quoting him, and occupy yourself instead with Torah. Ultimately, again, it's not up there in the Shemai, you know, it's not up in Shemai, me, lo me'v'le'yam, he says, is those who go out and try to do schora, it's not going to be available there. Divrei Torah nim shuluk ha'mayim shenemer, ahoy kol tzomei lechlu l'mayim. Those who are thirsty should be able to go and learn Torah. Torah is compared to water. Lo melech ha'mayim meinam miskansin. Now we're going to go to the other part of it. What did it say? Lo melech ha'mayim, those who are hoardy, those are gasei ruach. So we're going to focus on that for right now. Lo melech ha'mayim meinam miskansin v'makom midron ela Nischalin me'elav miskabtsim v'makom eshboren. Kach divrei Torah ein nimtzay migasei haruach v'lov alei kol gvar leiv ela bedaka v'shval ruach shemisabik v'afer regle chachamim v'meisei atavos v'tanugi azman v'libo v'osim alocha kol yom me'at kidei chayav nohaya lo mal yochal v'shar yomo v'leilo osim v'torah. Says the Rambam, you know what? Anyone who's thirsty should come and drink. But you know what's interesting about water? When the Torah is compared to water, the water does not go up an incline. No, those who are really high up there, they have a gasei ruach, they're haughty, they think they're all that. Torah doesn't go and find those people. Remember, Moshe kibul Torah from Sinai. Sinai, right? Sinai was the lowest of all of the mountains. That's why it specifically deserved to have the Torah given on it. That's not where the Torah is given, up there. Instead, it goes down. The Torah is, again, like water. It goes down, and it sits just like those who sit at the dust of the Chachamim. Right? Remember, we pointed out that's one of the important ways of living life. It's not for the arrogant or haughty, but rather for the humble and the lowly people. And we should try to sit by the dust of the Chachamim, the feet of the Chachamim, to learn Torah from them. Remember to watch the Chachamim and figure out how they do things, and we should parallel our lives that way, and we should remove the desires from our lives and the pleasures, those passing pleasures, remove those from our lives, and do minimal work daily for a living. Otherwise, one should learn Torah. That's the Rambam's basically summary point over here. And now the next halacha, kol ha-meisim ha-liv shi'asa b'torah v'lo yasa malach mizvarnes min ha-stoko, ha-rezechilat Hashem ha-vizas ha-torah, v'chiba o me'or ha-das, says the Rambam, a very important world view right now. A very important halakha, says the Rambam, halakha Yud. I just told you all these other, that you should make your job and your work smaller, and focus on learning Torah. But he says, don't go all the way to the extreme of going to learn Torah and not working at all. And say, you know what, I'll get my money from tzedakah. Yeah, says the Rambam, you know what that's going to cause? It's going to cause a chil Hashem, and it's dishonoring the Torah, and it extinguishes the light of the, right, those who have faith, basically, right? And it causes ra la'atzmo, and it causes evil things for themselves, and also chayav min ha'olam haba, they give up chayav olam haba, that's it. There's no more chayav olam haba. Okay, so the Rama points out that, you know what, the Rama basically disagrees with this Rambam and says, you know, even the Rambam himself would say go based on the community's ways, and that the Minhagim of the community are important, and basically the Rama says there have been plenty of great Gedolim who have learned Torah and have devoted themselves to Torah and have basically relied on the community funding to be able to do that. Not going to go into that debate right now, but this is the Rambam's clear position on the fisha. Also, Leonis Medivre Torah about Olam Hazeh. Because you can't get Hana in this world from Torah. How am I getting Hana from Torah? Well, if I'm learning Torah, I'm getting Hana because I don't have to go and work. Someone else is going to provide for me. So that's getting Hana from the Torah itself. Amr Chachamim in Abos, Kol Anen, Medivre Torah, Nazal Chayim in Olam, Tziva Amru, again in Perkei Abos, Al Tasem, Torah Leis Gadel Bahen, Velo Kardom Lachbor Bahen, ultimately, Chazal pointed out again in this Perkei Avos a couple of different statements. Number one is whoever takes from the words of the Torah benefits from the words of the Torah is ultimately giving up their life in this world in the world to come. Right, and it says don't make a crown to magnify oneself. Ultimately don't make a crown and then expect everyone should cover for you, meaning the crown of the Torah there. And he says, love work and despise rabbinic positions. Ultimately go focus on getting some parnasa so you should be able to put food on the table and not have to rely on others. And again, the last line, any Torah that does not accompany by work will ultimately lead to sin, and be negated. And how that's going to happen? Ultimately, someone's going to, feel the necessity to ultimately feel the necessity to go and steal. And the Gemara in Kiddushin may point out, this is kind of sourced in this, that the Gemara in Kiddushin, the Chav Testament Aleph, points out that anyone who doesn't teach his son a profession is as if he taught him how to steal. Ultimately, that last line, that you're going to go and steal from other people, if you have no other way of getting parnassah, so you're going to have to go and steal from people, that is a major problem. Halacha Yud Aleph. So what are we talking about now? So some people can do both. How can you live a life basically learning Torah and also doing some parnasa? Yeah. Again, remember the earlier points. Rambam was saying, don't go after kavod, don't go after osher, don't go after riches, but you can go after funding yourself. You go after fulfilling your own obligations in your own life to fulfill your own financial obligations. And not only that, if you don't do that, it's a problem. Says the Rambam. And now I'll offer you the Aleph. It was the way of the really righteous pious people from the beginning, that they would actually make money basically from their own efforts. They would work hard and they make some money on their own efforts, and then they would go and learn. They got kavod in this tova in this world and in the next world. Says Now, Rambam, those of you who will eat the toil in your own hands, you'll be happy and it'll be good for you. What do you mean be happy? Happy in this world. It'll be good for you in the world to come. And I saw a collection, a beautiful collection from throughout Shas of all different personalities of our Chazal who were able to accomplish this, basically to work hard and to make money from that. Looking over here, so Rav Huna, for example, in Ksubas, was a water drawer, and Rav Meir was a barber, and that's an Erevin, and Rav Yehuda in Gemara Nedarim was a porter, and Rav Yosef was a miller, and Rav Sheshes was a porter as well in Gemara Gittin. Hey, both of those are in Gemara Gittin. So basically, ultimately, we have Chazal who showed us the way. You can make money. You can make money through doing a craft. And basically support oneself. Again, the goal here is not to make riches, as the Rambam. That was the first half of this parak. The second half of the parak is you still have to go and make a parnasa to be able to support yourself and your family. So now says the Rambam, you got to really push yourself to learn the Torah. So the Torah is not going to be acquired. Again, remember this idea of acquired acquisition. This is not going to be acquired by someone who kind of half-heartedly goes after the Torah. Blah blah. Shalom demitov idun umitov achilav shtiyah. Not someone that's going to be constantly surrounded by pleasure and abundance of food and drink. Ela misha meimis atma alein mitzarna legufo tamiv lo iten sheina leina v'avav tenuma. Says the Rambam, the best way to acquire the Torah is to basically kill yourself over it. You have to give yourself tzar. You have to give yourself, a hardship over it. Strain yourself, your body, and you shouldn't go and sleep, etc., etc. So to be able to learn Torah. The pasuk says, "Zos haTorah." This is the Torah. A person, and it's talking about there the halachos of tumah in an ohel, of impurity in an ohel. But that's not what we're talking about here. The remez, the derech remez, Chazal point out, the only way that someone is going to be able to have the Torah miskayim by them, they have the real acquisition of the Torah, is if they kill themselves, so to speak, not literally, but they really push themselves to the real efforts to be able to get the Torah. Says Shlomo Melech that basically the Torah that he was able to get, or the wisdom he was able to get, through difficulty, through ultimately it sounds like anger here, that was the one that stayed with him. Amrach Kamen Bris Kurusa Shikulayagi of the Torah Asa of the base Medrash, Lomishachaya. Anyone who learns Torah in the base Medrash, again, assuming that you're allowed in the base Medrash because of, again, Corona, you're just keeping in mind all the nutrition, maybe you could do a base medrash on Zoom. But ultimately, Chacham would say, if you learn Torah in a base medrash, it's not going to be forgotten very quickly. Let's say you do it by yourself, privately. Machim, you become wise. You don't have to do it in public. Do it by yourself, that's when you become wise. Anyone who learns Torah and raises their voice, that the Torah really is going to be acquired by that person. If you read it quietly, you're going to forget it quickly. So ultimately, it's important that we each engage with the Torah directly in a way that we will be able to remember it and really basically screw it from the rooftops, so to speak. Not that we are learning Torah, we don't have to announce it to the whole world, but that we should remember the words that are coming out of our mouths. And halacha yagim, we'll close out this parak. Even though it's a mitzvah to learn day and night, as we point down in the previous the first parak, the most you're going to be able to learn really is at night. Anyone who wants to really get to Keser Torah, we started off with the fact that Keser Torah is greatest, the greatest of the crowns. Yizar bechol leilo sav. You should be careful every single night. You shouldn't waste your night with sleeping or with eating and drinking or with conversations and the like. Rather, you should focus on Torah and Divrei Chachma. Ein rina shel Torah ela balayla shnemar kumni roli balayla. Bring the passage from Eicha actually that tells us that the real singing, so to speak, the song of Torah really comes out at night. Guess what? There's a promise. Remember, Yomam Mitzvah LaHashem Chasdo Uvelayla Shiro Imit Filo the Kelchai says the Rambam. If you are focused on learning Torah at night, you're going to have a kind of a pathway, a strand of God's favor of Chesed throughout your day. Basically, will help you go throughout your day. That it's going to guide you throughout the following day. If you don't hear Torah in the house, basically at night, the fire would consume the house. And then he points out a number of different situations in which someone would be scorning the word of Hashem. So what are we talking about? Someone who doesn't care too much, doesn't really pay too much attention to Torah. Let's say someone had the capacity to learn Torah, the potential, but doesn't. Someone actually really learned it well, who perish the heavenly olam, and then he leaves and he goes to the worldly pleasures, meaning he really learned all, you know, Kola Torah Kula, and then he left. He's like, I'm done with this. And he left his Talmudo behind. That's the definition of scorning the word of Hashem. Says Chazal, again, Rambam was quoting Chazal, anyone who ignores or as mevatel, anyone who neglects Torah when they are very, very wealthy will ultimately lead to them rejecting it or neglecting it when they are poor. And if you keep the Torah when you are poor, you'll ultimately be able to keep the Torah when you are wealthy. Ultimately, it's not going to have anything to do with Osher or Anios. It's going to have to do with the decision you make, what type of lifestyle you want to live. It's going to have to do how much money you have or don't have. You pointed out earlier also that Rambam said that everyone's chayav to learn Torah, whether you're wealthy or you're poor. Everyone is chayav. And we learned from Hillel to even if one's poor, you should still push yourself to learn Torah. Good. This we know this from the Torah already. Who are you, Omer? Takas Ashalav Avadas Hashem Elohecha B'Simcha V'Tudeivav Meirov Kol Avadas Oyvecha V'Omer L'Manu Nosukol Etivcha Akarecha. Quote a bunch of pesukim here to again point out that ultimately, because you didn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in happiness and good feelings, right then ultimately you'll suffer, and ultimately Hashem will make then you shall serve your enemies. Ultimately, if you don't do it when you're happy and good feeling, then you're going to serve your enemies. Namely, it's going to go from the high down to low. And if you do, so that you shall suffer, so that ultimately He will make you prosper. Ultimately, if you do have a difficulty in the beginning and you keep the Torah, that will make you prosper ultimately at the end. And that's what we'll close off here. Again, so many different statements about how important it is, how significant it is to learn Torah, and the capacity to be able to get the Keser of Malchus, of Torah, which is greater than the Keser of Malchus, and greater than the Keser of Kahuna. This is the greatest opportunity in our lives to be able to connect to the Torah, and it's important that we invest ourselves. And the Rambam basically goes in a balanced approach, which is exactly like the Rambam basically did in all of Hilchos Deos. That he says, on one hand, you shouldn't be going after while you're going after too much money. That's not the way that we're supposed to live our lives. But at the same time, don't go after the Torah and not make any money. Don't go to either extreme. Find somewhere in the middle where you can support your family, where you can support a livelihood to be able to invest. And don't say that that's the majority of your day or the significant part of your day. Instead, focus your attention on and focus your abilities on learning Torah and make sure that counts. Have a wonderful day. We'll continue with the next parak of Hilchos Talmud Torah tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.